Game time, 16, 20 of the zone, 16, 20 of the zone.com, 16, 20 of the zone. Mobile app. So we got our next guest, Mike Renner. His Twitter handle at PFF underscore Mike, Pro Football Focus. Great website. They do a fantastic job, and we bring him in. Now, Michael, do you want me to call you Mike or Michael?
Mike works.
All right. So, we're friends, man. I'm on the mic level with you. This is great. I want to start with Kansas City. So, for having like a branded game manager at quarterback, they've been pretty darn salty on offense. Like, you know, I know about Hunt and all that stuff, but like, what is there anything noticeably different about what they're maybe doing schematically or anything offensively that's allowed Kansas City to be able to kind of explode the way they have early in the year?
They have been doing some newish stuff. I mean, they throw in a few wrinkles every game, it seems like, from either the power shovel read sort of stuff, that little inside screen they've done to Travis Kelce a handful of times, to a lot of double moves on the outside with Tyreek Hill, who's pretty devastating on routes like that. So they've done a handful of stuff in that regard. They're just utilizing the weapons that they have to their fullest. It's really been a masterclass from Andy Reid. And Alex Smith it comes down to Alex Smith is what it really has been. You know, Kareem Hunt going off, all this other stuff comes down to the fact that Alex Smith is just not missing throws down the field like we've seen in years past. He's not check down Alex Smith anymore. He's legitimately looks like a franchise quarterback. He's playing like a guy that we've just, the Patrick Mahomes pick has him motivated to play more like Patrick Mahomes, and it's worked out for the best for them.
Big Ben and the Pittsburgh Steelers. What are you seeing with the Steelers right now, Michael?
He can't throw the ball down the field anymore. This Roethlisberger has lost the touch in downfield passes. He is dead last in terms of our accuracy percentage on throws 20-plus yards down the field, which it almost seems impossible when you have guys like Martavis Bryant and Antonio Brown on the outside. I feel like I'd be at least not dead last. I might be second to last, but I wouldn't be dead last thrown to those guys. You just think you throw it up and they go get it, and he's just not even giving them chances. So That to me is by far the biggest issue with that offense, because it's a deep passing offense. It is not, it's not built to move the ball via checkdowns. It's built to pound it with Le'Veon Bell, then go over the top on you. And he's lost the ability to go over the top at the moment.
Mike Renner of Pro Football Focus. Mike, are New England's problems on defense relatively fixable or no?
It's so tough. So the problem is that they have no. Just teams don't fear their pass rush. The teams know they're going to have all day to pass against them, and they're playing a lot of man coverage on the back end. And when you have all day against man coverage, someone's going to separate. You know, you can run a deeper breaking route that is tougher to guard for their cornerback. So I think they still have a good secondary, a secondary that can get the job done. I would like to see them sort of switch it up and just blitz more. They have to get pressure on quarterbacks more than they are doing right now. They're one of the least blitz-heavy teams in the NFL at the moment. I think it would behoove them to bump that up to one of the most blitz-heavy teams. I think they could do that when Dante Hightower is fully healthy. That would just help them out in ways that right now they're getting exposed because, like I said, quarterbacks have too much time and they know they're going to have time, which that also plays a factor in opposing offensive coordinators scheme against them. So I think they are fixable. When you have a secondary as good as they have, you shouldn't be as bad a defense as they are. But right now, it really hasn't worked out for them.
Mike, I know they lost last week, talking about the Rams, but what has changed with Goff? Is it as simple as new coach and kind of revamping some of the offensive weapons? Like, what about him in particular is different from rookie Goff to second-year Goff?
There is definitely a comfort level in the pocket that you can see just a drastic change. Watching him year one as a rookie, it didn't look comfortable. The way he was moving, his movements to pressure and just to, not even when there was pressure, his movements in the pocket were not good. He was moving out the back of pockets a lot, which is a big no-no for quarterbacks, especially young quarterbacks. That just invites more pressure into your face. His feet were not settled. Once he did get to his drop back, he was always sort of pattering. It felt uneasy me just watching him at home because he looked so nervous out there.
Yeah.
That's almost gone. He looks like Cal Goff in terms of how he's working pockets now, which is great to see. And then the second part is just offensive coordinator wise, they went from probably the worst schemed offense in the NFL to now something that looks like a general, a modern NFL offense. But what they've done there is definitely helped them. And now they have weapons. You know, they have Sammy Watkins. They have Robert Woods. They have guys who will get open. Cooper Kupp as well, who we trust a lot. So I think just all that combined to an offense that is probably one of the better ones in the NFL at the moment.
You know, you look at the Giants right now, and obviously now with Beckham on the shelf, I mean, a bleak situation got even more bleak. I mean, how surprised are you with the start that the Giants have gotten off to?
I'm not terribly surprised. 0-5 is obviously, no one would have in their wildest dreams predicted it. I didn't expect them to be a playoff team this year, though. I expected them to take somewhat of a step back. All the hoopla around them adding all these weapons to the outside, they didn't fix the main problem, which was Eli being just uncomfortable behind that offensive line. He's not playing like a franchise quarterback or like the Eli we know of old, because I think a good portion of it is he just doesn't feel comfortable. He doesn't feel like he's going to have enough time to execute that offense, execute downfield routes, and he gets antsy. He checks down underneath. He's become a completely different quarterback from what we saw when they won the Super Bowl in 2011. And so it's not surprising me that the offense has been bad. Injuries on the other side of the ball have affected them. The defense has definitely taken a step back in that regard. So, yeah, it's surprising, but if you told me the defense would be injured, I would say this is not going to be a good team this year.
Mike, which team do you buy more, Denver or Philly right now?
Can I buy both?
Sure, you can.
I'm
high
on both. I think they're both going to make the playoffs when it's all said and done. Denver, all they needed was a quarterback who could, a game manager. They needed an Alex Smith, a quarterback, to run the offense effectively. And Trevor Siemian's done just about that. They fixed a lot of the problems that were wrong with their offensive line a season ago. They went from just going from one of the worst in the NFL to average is a huge step up. We've said that a lot at PFF. That's one of the things I like to, push every preseason, that just going from awful to average is like going from average to amazing. A lot of people sweep that under the rug, and that's what they did along the offensive line. So now I think the Broncos can actually run an effective offense. And then in Philly, you look at them last year in 2016, they were one of the unluckiest teams in the NFL to go 7-9, I believe. They had a better point differential than teams like the Lions and Dolphins, teams that made the playoffs. They had a better point differential at the end of the year. They were a team that, you know, things bounce a little differently. They could have or should have been a playoff team last year. Now, all of a sudden, you get Carson Wentz going into year two, being far more, you know, protecting the football way better against better defenses. He's been far less likely to have a mental breakdown like he did against the Vikings last year and just throw six picks. So that, to me, has been the biggest change. And then their defensive line is probably the best in football when fully healthy. Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Timmy Jernigan, Derek Barnett, that line is scary. It protects some holes there on the back end that they have and gives them a competent defense. So I think they're both making the playoffs when it's all said and done.
Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus, talking a little NFL here. Hey, Mike, who is Carolina? Are they last year's team that was really disappointing? Are they this 4-1 team? Like, who is Carolina to you?
I literally just wrote about it this morning because 2 weeks ago I said, hey, yeah, their record's good right now, but this offense is not, I don't think the offense is ever getting back to 2015 levels. Then the last 2 weeks, well, they go out and they score 33, and then they score 27. Cam Newton looks like he's Cam Newton of MVP 2015. So I'm not necessarily sure who exactly Carolina is at the moment. The biggest thing to me is when they are a downfield passing offense, when Cam Newton has time in the pocket, when the offensive line is playing well, they can be 2015 Carolina, because he wins down the field as well as anyone in the NFL. When he has to turn into check down to McCaffrey, when he is under pressure at a higher rate than he has been lately, when teams can actually get after him, then they turn into, why isn't this offense working? It's because, well, Cam Newton just, he needs that time to throw down the field, and that's where he wins. He's not accurate underneath. He's not giving Christian McCaffrey, he's not leading him away from coverage where he's going to get yards after the catch. He's not good at that. That's not him. So the O-line's playing well. I think, you know, if they go up against teams without pass rushes, I think they're liable to score 30 points in a game. If they run into a team with a good D-line, like this week against the Philadelphia Eagles, I think that offense sputters. So it's kind of week to week. I don't think they're as good as their record right now. I think they end up around 500, maybe a little bit over. But, somewhere in between where they've been the last two seasons.
Hey, Mike, I need your help, man. I need your help, and help me out in why I fall for the Chargers each year of late. They're always a team I say, hey, man, this is going to be a breakout team, and then they turn around and they struggle. Like, what am I missing each year, Mike?
Don't even do this to me, because I hadn't been on the band. I hadn't been in their corner any of the last handful of years. I was like, the offensive line is still too big of an issue for that offense to run effectively. And I thought this year was the year they solved the offensive line. Drafted Forrest Lamp. Love Forrest Lamp. He tears his ACL. Drafted Mike Williams. Love Mike Williams. He hasn't even played. It's just every year the injuries pile up. Jason Verrett's already out for the season again. I thought they had a chance this year, but injuries for the Chargers just murder them every year. And then when Philip Rivers, when he has pockets collapsing around him, he's too old to deal with it now. It almost seems like he's like, I'm at an age where I don't need to be hit anymore. So guy gets in my vicinity,
I'm done with it.
Coming out. I don't need this. So that's why the Chargers just, maybe next year. Maybe next year I'll hop back on the bandwagon. But I was on all off season pumping them up as an AFC West contender, and I think I'm officially off at this point.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that's my I've been like the Chargers pom-pom waiver for like 3 years, and they've struggled each year. We'll get you out of here on this one. I know the record's 2-3 with Dallas, but I mean, you know, you get Rodgers, you know, puts on his Superman cape, does his thing, and then there's been, you know, a few, you know, what happened with the Rams was obviously a classic NFL game, could have gone either way. They're on the wrong end of it. You concerned at all with Dallas, or do you feel like they're a team? They're still a force to be reckoned with when it's all said and done.
I don't think they're a force to be reckoned with. To be honest, in the NFC, I just have a very hard time seeing them win three games in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl, because I don't think at this point at 2-3 they're going to rattle off enough to secure one of the one or two seeds in the NFC. They've taken too much of a step back along that offensive line. The underrated loss that I think is really affecting them is Ronald Leary. He was a top 10 guard last year. He's a top 10 guard this year in Denver, and what they replaced him with was not even, it was bottom 10 guard in the NFL. They went from very good to awful, and they blow up a lot of runs on that left side. And I don't think Tyron Smith's playing at his best either, or some of the other guys on that line, but just taking that sort of step, that schematic step back, where every game last year they came in knowing, I don't care what your defensive line is, you're going to have to game plan for offensive line because we're going to beat you man for man. They don't have that anymore. Teams don't have to put all their eggs in the basket against the run. Teams can play the pass against Dak. And Dak's sort of, you know, feeling the effects of that. He's not in as easy a situation as he was a season ago. And I think his results have suffered because of it. I still think he's a franchise quarterback, but he's not yet the guy who can put the team on his back like Aaron Rodgers, like we saw last week. So I do think they have a good shot of making the playoffs still, but I wouldn't call them a true Super Bowl contender in the NFC just yet.
Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus. Mike, this was a blast, man. Great insight, great stuff. Appreciate your time today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus, great website. They attack football, analyze football from a different vantage point. That was great. That was really, really good. Let's take a break. 402-951-1620. Still to come, Kevin Kugler at 1230. Brian Munson, give us a little recruiting update in the 1 o'clock hour. Corey and I got to give our picks. Man, I'm not even totally settled with who I'm going to pick. I'm thinking about hopping on some bad teams, and that's always not a good feeling at all. All right, we'll wrap up the hour next.